Moving on, Russia has warned that any effort by the US and its allies to impose a no-fly zone over Syria would violate international law.
You don't have to be a great expert to understand that this will still violate international law. And we really hope that our American colleagues will align their actions in accordance with the approach of the Russian-American initiative in preparation for the conference on Syria.
Lavrov was referring to leaks from Western media that America's F-16 fighters and Patriot anti-aircraft missiles in Jordan might be used in Syria to suppress government forces fighting insurgents there. The Russian foreign minister also rejected as unreliable Washington's evidence on the use of chemical weapons by Damascus. Lavrov says the evidence doesn't meet requirements of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Earlier this week, the U.S. said it would begin sending military support to the insurgents after claiming that the Syrian government used deadly sarin gas. Let's go to Berkeley, California, and talk to political analyst Ralph Shorman. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Shorman, what implications would a no-fly zone have on the situation in Syria?
Well, a no-fly zone is an actual invitation for the United States to intervene on the model that it used in Libya. Namely, it would attack the forces in Syria, and it would use any attempt on the part of the Syrian government to defend itself or to use its air force as a provocation to the United States and a justification for direct intervention. It should be pointed out that the Associated Press reported today that, quote, the international reaction to the claims of the United States that sarin gas was used by the Syrian government have been met with total disbelief and skepticism. The international reaction ranges from flat-out disbelief of the United States assertions to immediate calls for negotiations. So even the normal response of the established media of countries across the world has been discounting and effectively repudiating the claims, and it's understandable as to why. This has already been assessed by the United Nations, Carlo De Ponte, who refuted the evidence that was advanced by the United States of use of sarin by the Syrian government. In addition to which, in Turkey, the al-Nusra mercenaries were found plotting to use sarin gas in Turkey and to attribute that attack, which they staged, to the government of Assad. This was headlines everywhere, but not in the United States.
Indeed, Mr. Shorman, so we know that the United Nations has the authority to approve a no-fly zone, but do you think it will agree to a proposal?
Well, I think that the likelihood of the United Nations giving sanction to this is small, but that does not preclude the United States and its NATO allies and those with whom it works proceeding on along these lines. The Wall Street Journal has revealed that the United States has plans to impose a no-fly zone inside areas of Syria adjacent to Jordan. The Pentagon has already moved Patriot anti-missile systems and F-16 fighters and V-22 tilt-rotor Osprey aircraft used under the guise of participating in joint war games. The United States has also stationed a huge big-deck amphibious warship with a Marine Expeditionary Unit in the Jordanian Indeed. Port of Aqaba. These are advanced preparations precisely for the imposition of such things as a no-fly zone.
All right.
There's a Pentagon plan that involves creating an area to train and equip rebel forces inside Syria and a no-fly zone stretching up to 25 miles into Syria. These are reports in the Wall Street Journal.
Indeed.
We have to be clear as to what is going on here.
Indeed. Well, many thanks to Mr. Ralph Shorman, political analyst from Berkeley, California. Thanks for your time there, sir.